The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 30th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
It's like bodily action. Now you feel call of nature. So you have to pass, you mean?
That is
correct. That's all.
That action you are not attached.
That is the only gunatita position.
These qualities are the taste of that man.
Huh?
After he attains that, these qualities are the taste of that man. How we can taste that man?
No. Tasting, that is also stated. Just like these Europeans, Americans, in their previous position, they had many bad habits. But somehow or other, they are taken to Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
That is their position, gunadita. Even by habit, they commit something mistake. That is not to be taken into account.
No, that is not to be taken.
Because, just here, just like a fan is moving and make the switch off. So the switch is off, that is first consideration. And after the switch being off, the fan is moving, that is no consideration. Do you understand? Because the fan was in force, so although you have made the switch off, it's still moving.
It's still moving,
That is not to be taken into account.
Because it's the old past actions.
Yes.
That wheel has to move. It has to stop of its own.
That because the switch is now off, it will stop.
It is stopped.
Sashat bhavati dharmaatma. Sashat bhavati dharmaatma. Because he has taken to the shelter of Krishna. Therefore, his all past business is finished. Although due to past habits, sometimes we find some mistake. It is not to be said. Because this thing will go.
This will be because of very the life of past actions.
Yes, very soon.
It has that wheel has to move and it will stop of its own. Because it is not giving further impetus.
What is that verse? Sarsat bhavati dharmatma.
Sarsat shanti madhi gacchati. Te prati jahani
namai vakta panas. Be careless. It's like somebody who was asking me that rascal Bharati's article. That one Australian sometimes. So this rascal may speak something, but we cannot stop our movement. Our movement is increasing all over the world.
In spite
of all criticism. We don't care for that.
Positive thing that
because we know that we are following the footsteps of predecessor Acharya. That's all. We don't mind. And actually it is happening. Otherwise, within 6-7 years, so much progress could not be possible. What is the word exactly?
Arambha.
Apu vachan phari?
Manap manayo tulya tulya mitra itokyo sarva arambha parityagi.
Sir, is another meaning is beginning.
Beginning, that's right.
So,
beginning of what?
There is no beginning. It's like, it is already taken to Krishna consciousness. So why should he take something else beginning here? That should continue.
Arambha of what? Arambha is a rudanta.
And another arambho.
Arambha.
That is hambak. Hambagism. Arambhor.
Arambha means this is
arambha. Arambho.
Sir, arambha.
Arambho means beginning. So it is already begun chanting Hare Krishna. What is the new thing? You begin this, you begin that. No, no more. That's all. Fine. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama
on the table. But even then you have got to eat. You have got to go to WC.
That is going on. That is going on.
These Arambha Paritrayadi. You don't take any cognizance of this work being done by the body. I think that is to my mind. The exact meaning I have not been able to grasp and I want it.
That I have already explained. If you have taken seriously Krishna consciousness, so something happening due to my past habit, you should not take care of it. It will subside.
It's not an arambha.
Sarva arambha paritiyagi.
This is the final conclusion. Final conclusion. That if anyone has taken devotional service seriously, Abhyavicharini means
Pativrata,
as instructed by the spiritual master. If one takes this business very seriously and is executing that, then he is gunatit. Brahma means Vedas. Brahma means there are so many things. Either Brahmana, Brahma Jyoti. People are very much impersonalist. They think realization of Brahma Jyoti is final. Just to reply them, this sloka is Brahmana Aham Pratishtha. Where from this Jyoti is coming? This is very common sense.
Correct.
A Jyoti, just like this Jyoti, this clearness, no darkness. Where from it is coming? Everyone knows it is coming from the sun. Without the sun, why at night there was no such jyoti? Because the sun is rising. Therefore this jyoti has come. Similarly, now why don't you hear?
I am hearing.
Just hear. It is very important point. The jyoti, it must come through some source.
Jyoti has to come through source.
Correct? Yes. And that is confirmed in the Brahma Sanghita. That jasya prabha.
Jasya prabha,
yes. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. Koti su asesu vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. This creation, the whole creation, even this material, that is depending on the Brahma Jyoti. Therefore, it is said, Sarvam Khaluidam Brahma.
Sarvam Khaluidam
Brahma. Everything is depending on the Brahma Jyoti. And that is confirmed also in the Bhagavad Gita. Masthani Sarvabhutani. This Masthani means
within the Brahma.
Within the Brahma. And this Brahma is the effulgent of body of Krishna.
That is, Ajahnanda Swami said continually that you must never think that Krishna is without body. Without body there cannot be any. And Krishna has body and all this is the Brahma Jyoti
Pratishtha.
Amrita. That Brahma is Amrita and Abhyaya.
Amrita, Brahma, that is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabda. So the Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan.
Yes, sir.
They are this one and the same.
Yes, Brahma and Bhagavan.
But it is the person's realization.
Yes.
Now, common man, they can understand what is the sun sign. But they cannot know what is the sun globe or what is within the sun globe.
What is within the sun globe? Yes, sir.
So those who are satisfied only Brahma Jyoti, their knowledge is not yet perfect. They do not know where from the Brahma Jyoti comes. Who is the source of Brahma Jyoti?
So he has taken here.
Yeah. As Paramatma, he is Khetraka of everybody.
So he knows the working of everybody.
Yes.
Kshetra kshetra knayo jnanam tad jnanam matam mama.
Yes.
Tad kshetram yad chayad yukchay yad vikari yata chayad sa chayad
kshetra. This point must be clearly understood. Then you go further. Kshetra, this body is kshetra. Kshetra means the field of activities. Just like a Krishan works in his field. And he reaches the results.
Yes.
As he works, he gets the results. Similarly, this body is Khetra, and we are working with this body. And we are reaping the results. Karmana, Daivana, Trina. Karmana. So this is the Khetra and Khetra. Now, next he says that I am also Khetra. I am also Khetraka. How he is Khetraka? Because he is Paramatma.
He is the presiding deity.
Therefore, there are two Khetrakas. One the Jivatma and one the Paramatma. The Mayavadis do not accept it. They say the only Khetraka. Jivatma and Paramatma the same.
Vasuparna,
that is confirmed.
Vasuparna,
there are two bars.
Bhagavad Gita it is.
Two bars, yes. Two bars. Bhagavad Gita is clearly said. Anumanta, Upadrashta. One Khetraka is Anumanta and Upadrashta. Another Khetraka is not Anumanta, he is simply enjoying.
Means
conditioned soul and liberated soul. Those who are in the Vaikuntha world, spiritual world, they are all liberated souls. And those who are within this material world, they are conditioned souls. So, now let us finish. So, this should be clearly understood, that in this body, both the Paramatma and Jivatma live.
Stay together, live together.
But the Mayavadi, they say, there is no Jivatma, the same thing, Paramatma. That is not.
Those two bodies living on the same.
That is the difference. Paramatma and Jivatma, what is the difference? Krishna says, that sarva kshetreshu bhara. This is very practical. That I am the jivatma. I am living in this body. I know the business of my body, pains and pleasures. But I do not know what is the pains and pleasure of your body. You also do not know what is the pains and pleasure. Therefore, we are individual. But Paramatma, because he is there, he knows what is your pains and pleasure, what is my pains and pleasure. Not only you, but all living it. That is Paramatma. So those who are falsely claiming that I am Paramatma, that this is the test, whether you are cognizant of everything. Yes, but you cannot falsely claim that I am Paramatma or I am God. Whether you have got this all-pervading knowledge, this is the only test to the pretenders that he is God, he is Paramatma.
That is, you said, Mahabhutani Ankaro, Buddhya-yakta-meva.
Now he comes to the material.
Pancha, Indra, Gotra,
elements.
But Ichha, Dvesha, Sukham, Dosha.
Yes, that is.
Why they should be included? I don't understand that.
What is that?
I mean, these are all Mahabhutana and Karabuddhi Vakta Nirata Indriya. But Ichha, Dvesha, Sukham.
Ichha is mind. Mind is also material.
Sukham, Dukham. Sangata, Chetana.
Chetana, Buddhi, intelligence, everything. These are all.
That also these are all material.
Antakaran.
That is all material.
That is what you call the linga sharira.
But some foolish people accept the intelligence, mind, and spirit.
No, I understand not.
Etakshitram
samasena sarikaram. Na amamitvam adambitvam aisa kshanta.
Is the indriya first thing. Acharya upasana. But these rascals, they do not do that. They have no acharya. It is the right comment on Bhagavad Gita. You see, this is the rascal. Acharya upasana. One must go. Acharya van purusha veda. Unless one accepts acharya, he does not know anything.
And then amani from adam.
First of all, try to understand one word, please.
Yes,
one word, if you understand, your life will be successful.
Yes,
don't go further. Acharya upasana. This is a very important thing. Acharya upasana. Yes. Sir, acharya, who is acharya? Then next question is, who is acharya? Evam parampara praptam imam raja. Those who are coming, the acharya sampradaya, Sri sampradaya, Rudra sampradaya, the four sampradayas. So unless sampradaya vihina ji, mantra asti vipula. Unless one comes to the acharya disciple succession, whatever nonsense he speaks, it is all useless. This is the most important thing, acharya upasana.
So, chum sthairyam atme nigraha. Again I read, huh? Amanitram adambitram ahinsa kshantir ajavam acharya upasana saucham.
So, amanitam, instead of becoming amanitam, these Mahavadis say, I am God. Just see, this is amanitam. Huh? He falsely claims that I have become God. Does it mean amanitam? And here Vaishnava says, Gopi Vattu Padakamayaro Dasa Dasa Anu Dasa. This is amanitam. This is amanitam. I am a servant of this earth. And these rascals are given, I am God. This is amanitam.
Adambitvam.
How much dambhi, proud they are, they are claiming to be God.
Ahinsa.
Just see. Ahinsa means he is envious of Krishna. He is envious, not ahinsa. He is ahinsa being. The high Krishna should alone be God. I am also God.
Shanti.
But the ahinsa begins from the supreme. So all negative. These Mayavadis, they are himsa, they are proud, they have no sense of what is amanitam. This is Mayavadi.
Shanti arjavam.
And there cannot be shanti.
Shanti
must be there.
Shanti.
Shanti.
Kshya, kshya.
Achha, khanti. Khanti means toleration.
Toleration.
But,
Arjavam.
They do not allow Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, there is no khanti, no toleration.
Saucham sthairyam atma-vinigraha. Saucham sthairyam atma-vinigraha. Indriyarthesu vairagyam.
Saucham means jasmare pundarikakham sa bajjabhantaram suci. Because he does not know what is pundarikakham. He does not chant Hare Krishna. That is not saucham. This is saucham.
Sthairyam.
Sthairyam means fixed up. Krishna sthu bhagavan sam. That is sthairyam.
Atma vinikriha.
Yes.
Indriyartheshu vairagyam anahankara eva cha.
Anahankara. This is the first class ahankara. That I have become God.
Jannam nuttu jaravyadi dukha doshanu darshanam.
Yes.
Asakti anaga putradara guhadishu nityam chasam.
So they have no detachment for putradara guhadishu. They talk very big words, but attached to the putradara guhadishu. This is not knowledge, this is ignorance. The taste is there. Whether you have become detached from putra-dhāra-gihādhiṣa. If not, you are in ignorance. You may talk very, very big words. That has no meaning.
Nityam ca samacittatvam ishta anishta upapattiṣu mai ca ananya yoge
bhakti-yavi-vichārini. The basic principle is mai ca ananya yoge
bhakti-yavi-vichārini.
This is the basic principle. Without this, everything is false.
Everything is false.
Vivikta desha sevitam arati jana samsadi adhyatma jnana nityatam tatva artha dasanam. Tatva jnana artha dasanam.
Artha dasanam.
Tatva jnana artha dasanam. Then you have perfect knowledge of the tatva jnana.
Yes.
Eta jnana miti vidyam.
Yeah. This is jnana. This is jnana.
It is jnana miti vidyam.
The basic principle of jnana is ananna bhakti yoga. That is the basic principle of jnana. Then other things will automatically come.
Ajnanam yataha anyatha.
Therefore, in other place in Bhagavad, harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. If one is not a pure devotee of the Lord, he has no good qualification. And that is not possible. Because here is all same thing. The basic principle is devotion. If that is lacking, then all this so humbug. It has no meaning.
Now that is we have said about the Param Brahma, na sat.
Who is that Param Brahma? That Krishna. Because Arjuna says, Param Brahma.
Param Brahma is Krishna.
Yes,
Param Brahma. Brahma is Jyoti.
No, Param Brahma. Brahma Jyoti, that is not Param Brahma. Param Brahma is Krishna.
Param Brahma is Krishna.
Param Brahma is Krishna. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Bhava. So Param Brahma is Krishna. The Gyan means one who knows Krishna, he has got knowledge. And then he's a rascal. That's all.
Anadi mat param brahma.
Maybe a big rascal or small rascal.
Like me.
But anyone who does not know, that is confirmed in another place. Bhunam janmanavante janavan maang prapadyate. That is the sign. When one surrenders to Krishna, then it is to be understood that he is really one. Otherwise,
anadi mat param brahma na sat na asat tadutyate. Neither sat or asat. Neither existence or non-existence. Yeah. What do you mean by sat?
Sat and asa. Asa is cause and effect of this material.
Cause and effect, not existence and non-existence.
No.
Cause and effect.
Cause and effect. The mahat-tattva, mahat-tattva is cause. And this cosmic manifestation is the effect.
Yeah.
So beyond that. Therefore, Krishna said, mahat-padam. Yes. Mahatattva is the lying at his lotus feet. Samasita ji padaballa bhag pramam. Mahatpadam. Mahatattva is lying on the lotus feet of Krishna.
Mahatattva is nothing but the beginning of the.
Yes, the total, sum total of material energy.
Energy.
That is Mahatattva.
Shall I read together?
Yes.
Sarvatah pani padam, sarvatah pani padam, tat sarvato akshi shiromukam, sarvatah sruti manlo.
Now we are part and parcel of Krishna. So, my eyes, my hands, my legs, that is Krishna's. You see? This is sarvato pani padam. So, if we understand this philosophy, that these eyes belong to Krishna. This hand belongs to Krishna. But now, this is my hand. This is my eyes. This is my body. This is illusion.
Now this my should belong to Krishna, then everything belongs to Krishna.
Everything
ego must belong to Krishna.
Yes, because I am part and parcel of Krishna. So, everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, with my hands, with my legs, with my eyes, I cannot do anything except serving Krishna. How you can do? If the eyes belong to Krishna, then how the eyes can be used for other purpose? This is real knowledge. That is explained in the Narada Sponda. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmala. That is nirmal. Nirmal eyes. Brahma Bhuta. That is Brahma Bhuta.
Sarva indriya guna basam sarva indra vivarjitam.
Yes. Now,
asaktam sarabhute,
nirgunam gunam prakta. He has got indriya. Just back in the Vedas it is said, apani pada javanak gruhita. He has no hands and loins, but he takes whatever he offers. So now, that as soon as this word is there, that he accepts whatever you offer, that means he has got hand. Indriya abhasa. But not this indriya, the 3 feet hand. They suppose if you offer me something, you are 3 feet away, I cannot take. But Krishna is in Vaikuntha. If you offer him, he can accept. Otherwise, he says, patram puspam phalam toyam jovi bhakta prajachit. Now he is in Vaikuntha and Goloka Vrindavan. We cannot calculate where he is, how he is taking. This is material calculation. But he has got such a hand that anywhere you live, he can accept. Otherwise, if he has no hand, therefore, he has no hand means he has no this little hand like
he has got no
unlimited hand. Unlimited hand. That is that you cannot. How Krishna has body? The Mahabharata was a thing. How that can be body? If he has body, then he has limited potency. He cannot understand that although he has got body, he has an unlimited potency. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Satchidananda Vigraha. That is different from this body. Because they understand that there cannot be anybody different from this, they say Niraka. Not Niraka. He has got body. He has got senses. He has got hand. But not like you.
Sarvendriya Gunabhasam Sarvendriya Vivarjitam.
Yeah. Sarvendriya Vivarjitam means this rascal has legs and Vivarjitam. But he has got his particular type of hand and legs that they cannot understand. They, the limited knowledge does not allow them to know that there can be another hand which can be extended millions and millions of miles. That they cannot understand. Therefore, abhijananti man murha manasinta. They think Krishna is like us. How he can be God?
Asaktam sarva-bhukchaiva nirgunam guna-brukhpucha. Pahichanta cha bhutanam charam-acharam evacha sukshat-pata-dignayam durastham-charam-kecha-kata.
Durastham-antriketa. Durastham. Nobody knows where is Goloka Vrindavan, how many miles have it. Durastham. They cannot calculate. But Antiketa, he is within. He can accept a service.
Abhivaktam cha bhuteshu vivaktam eva chasthitam.
Yeah. Abhivaktam is Paramatma. He is distributed. That does not mean he has become many. He is still one. Abhivaktam. Although Ishvara sarvabhutana iddesa arjuna tisthati cannot calculate. Now Ishvara is now divided, so his original position is gone.
We
have got jyoti calculation of this sun. But this sun is only reflection of the Brahma jyoti.
Iti kshetram tatha jnanam neyam chauktam samasata madbhakta etan vignaya.
I am madbhakta, not rascals. The madbhakta can explain these things, not others.
Yes, now come to
it. Is it clear?
Yes, absolutely. I am a rascal. That is why I am reading.
You are a bhakta, how you can be rascal?
Sometimes I become. Prakrutim cha prakrutim purusham chaiva vidyanadi bhavapi vikaramcha gunamchaiva vidhi prakrutim sambhavan. Karyakarana kartrutve hetu prakruti ruchyate purusha sukha dukhanam bhuktu. This is very important. Purusha sukha dukhanam bhuktu.
Yes, as he
purusha cannot bhukta.
Just like police will punish you. You will have to suffer. But it is due to your criminal action police has arrested you. You cannot make police responsible for your suffering.
And here purusha means jiva, no? That is what my difficulty.
Prakriti,
what is that? Purusha prakriti stohi bhungte prakriti.
That purusha means jivatma.
Jivatma, not
jivatma.
Paramatma, that's
right. Jivatma is within this body, prakriti. This is prakriti, material nature, jivatma. So as you infect the quality of the prakriti, you become what is called entangled.
At the highest time comes.
You become entangled. Now as soon as you become entangled, suppose you become a dog. Now you suffer.
But when the dog is there, he does not think he suffers. It's just like that.
That is illusion. That is called moha. Moha. No one is suffering. Everyone is suffering. Suppose a big man, a minister, or the Prime Minister, or the Chief Minister. He's also suffering. But he is thinking, now I'm Prime Minister. That is illusion. Nobody is here peaceful. Everyone is suffering. Because threefold miseries, that is the condition of life. After all, Krishna says that if you are thinking that you are very happy, that you must know at least these things, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. How you can get out of it? You will die. Nobody wants to die.
Body dies.
But these rascals, they do not say death is natural. But why don't you like to die? There is suffering. But he thinks, no, it is good. But as soon as I say, I shall kill you, no, don't kill me, don't. He does not like to die. But
helplessly.
Just like...
He who dies.
Then again you are...
Because he has got this...
Identification is our life. But you must come to the practical point. Then don't treat any person. You can say, who is suffering?
Body.
Who is suffering?
Treating the body.
There is no need of taking medicine.
I'm treating the body. I'm not... You are treating the
body. That's all right. That body is there. And you are absorbed in body. Therefore there is suffering.
You are the physician of jiva.
You may say that I am not this body, I am just this body. But when the body is going to be killed, you become afraid. Because you are absorbed. Why go beyond this practical point? Just like everyone knows that you are not the motor car. Everyone knows. But as soon as there is any breakage in the ninth motor car, I am gone. Why are you gone? You are not motor car. But because you are absorbed in the sense that it is my car, you have become absorbed. So any accident to the motor car, you become unhappy. But everyone knows that you are not motor car. Why you become unhappy? This is called maya. So you are not completely free. So long we are in this body, the sufferings of the body is there. Therefore Krishna says that Don't be mad, but because my motor car is now broken, or there is some accident in my house. But you are not house, now you are not broken. Everyone knows that. But why you become so much affected? You have to tolerate.